No.
Sister that didn't come, well, she will make it as short as possible. This is the ketubah. According to the halacha, every husband, when he gets married, he must have a ketubah for his wife. For the bride, he gives it to her. And the ketubah, of course, telling us what's the obligation of a husband towards his wife. This is a must to have ketubah. And if he gave her ketubah, she lost it, she must go back and ask for ketubah to be made for her. They say it's not allowed to stay without ketubah throughout the marriage time. In many, many countries, they used to give the ketubah right away to the bride. The bride gives it to her mother, to her family. They keep it for her because she's going to live with him. Have I disappear? The ketubah already to her privilege, to her benefit. And that means if God forbid something happens, he retires after 120, she has certain things to take, what belongs to her. He obligated himself that she will take from his property that much. And this is the purpose of the ketubah, that shouldn't be easy for a man to come and right away, he wants to get rid of his wife, get out of it. This is to protect her. The ketubah has three different stages. These stages mean three different parts to it. This is what they call Ikar ketubah, the principle of the ketubah. There is Nedunya, and there is Tosefet. I will explain them. Ikar ketubah, what Achamim said, how much he must give her. And there is a difference between in giving, if she is a maiden, or if she is already was married before and she became a widow, or she divorcee. As a maiden, they give her double, or they give her 200 zuz. When they talk about zuz, that's pure silver coin that used to be, and there used to be over 2,000 something plus of pure silver, of grams. When I say 2,000 to 250 baht, that has to be how much it's worth in every generation. The silver changes its price. We don't go according to the currency, what it is. That, and they write 200 zuzim to the maiden girl. If she is already divorced or that, they give her 100. That means this damaged goods already. They pay only 100. That's his Ikar ketubah. Then there is Nedunya. What's Nedunya? Nedunya means what she brings in. She brings clothes, she brings jewelry, she brings different things. She brings all kind of things into the house. Whatever she brings, they estimate how much is that, and they add this to the Ikar ketubah. Sometimes what they add is much more than the principle of the ketubah. Then there is Tosefet. Out of respect to her, okay, this is what she has to take, and then the dunya, he adds something. How much does he add? Different customs there is in different countries. Some they add equally the same amount of what the Nedunya is, he adds another, that this will be 50 more percent. That means each one will be 50, that's 100%. Some they add one third. They have to continue with their customs. These are the three things that he gives her. The Ikar is a must. The question is, this Ikar is from the Torah or from Chachamim? This is a mahloket. Big dispute about it. And the Rishonim. And some they say, of course, principally, the money definitely from the Torah. But how much is that? That's from the Rabbanan. Some they say, no, the whole thing is from the Torah. Shulchan Aruch, Moran says, Midi Rabbanan. The Ashkenazim say, according to Rama, Midi Oraita, from the Torah. When they read the Ketubah, that he obligates himself with the principal amount of the Ketubah, he writes, what's becoming to you? We write only that, what's becoming to you. The Ashkenazim writes, what's becoming to you according to the Torah. They add the word Midoraita. We are very careful not to put, because Maran Shanar said, no, it's not Midoraita, I'm the Rabbanan. He agrees with the Rishonim that said this is Midorabbanan. This is the main thing of the Ketubah. What they do here? We have a standard Ketubah. And we have sometimes Ketubah not standard, according to the agreement between the bride and groom. Sometimes he wants to give more. Sometimes he doesn't want to give all this, even the standard. But usually, the standard is minimum. And therefore, they don't argue about the standard. They argue if they want more or not. What is the custom in this community? In this community, the custom is, they put the principal, if it is first marriage, is 200, and then they add that the total will become 5,555. They like the five against Ainara, you know, among Syrian people. Then the rabbi, Alav Shalom, Rabbi Kassin, said, it's too much always, he said, five, five, five. He changed it, 5,518, he said, high. Put instead of 55, high. He used to put always five. Some people, they don't make 4-5, they make 5-5, because they wanted another five. 5-5, that's 55,555. Some people didn't want 55,555. No, Rabbi, I want the standard of the 4-5. Some people said, Gabe, recently I had a newcomer, and I met regular standard Ketubah. The man, the father of the bride, said, Chambaruch, what do you do? So I made a Ketubah, yeah. And I want this amount. What do you want? I want 55,555. I said, I have to ask the groom. If the groom agrees, he is the one to pay. I have to see his opinion. I asked the groom. He looks at me, thinking for a minute or two. Then he tells me, Ati, give him. I said, okay, the Ketubah is written there. I add more additional thing. After the signature of everything, I made Adim sign again that he obligates himself to give so much more. And we did. Shalom on sign. Baruch Hashem, they live happily. There's no argument about it. Now, this is what the custom here, standard Ketubah, 999% they do that. And sometimes, well, another father came and said, I gave my son-in-law, I gave him $250,000. I said, you give him, why didn't you tell me? I said, you're entitled. I made again new writing to give him what he deserves, what the bride deserves. Definitely, if you gave, I have to know about it. I can't write without knowing. Now, what is the text of the Ketubah? This is what you will have to look. First of all, the Ketubah itself begins really from the date that we have to put. All this, what there is on the top, is additional thing. As you see, Na'aleh et Yerushalayim al-Rosh Simchatenu. Because it's written Pasuk, Im Eshkachech Yerushalayim, Tishkach Imini. Tidbak Lashoni Lahiki, Im Lo Ezkarechi, Im Lo A'aleh et Yerushalayim, al-Rosh Simchatenu. David HaMelech said, we Jewish people will never forsake the land of Israel, the city of Yerushalayim, which is the most holy place for us. We always, in every happiness, right away, we remember Yerushalayim. And this is the time of the wedding, which is the most happy day of person's life. They put right away this thing. Na'aleh et Yerushalayim atzon. So they put the whole pasuk. Nemeshkachech Yerushalayim, Meshkachech Mini. So this is only text of Ketubah, additional thing. They put here, v'sha'at tova u'mutzlachat, it shall be a very, very successful marriage. V'siman tov mazal tov. Okay, that's additional. Suppose here the Ketubah begins really from this. What they supposed to put, the day of the week first. Be, what is the day of the week? They have to pray to first day of the week, Echad v'Shabbat, as the pasuk said, Vayere v'Yivoker, Yom Echad. You put here be'Echad v'Shabbat, or b'Sheni v'Shabbat, or b'Shlishi v'Shabbat. They have to know the spelling to be correct. Shlishi is Shin Lamed Yod Shin Yod. There's two Yod over there. Barabi'i, there's two Yod after the bed, and then after the Ayin. Barabi'i. Bahamishi, there is two Yod. B'Shishi, there is no Yod, only one. Of course, with Shabbat, there is no weddings. Yeah. Then here they write, the night, if it's a Saturday night, is Ahad v'Shabbat, already is Sunday. Therefore, they write here, Be'ahad v'Shabbat. Accordingly, they put any day of the week. They go here, they have to put the date of the month. What's the date of the month? The date of the month, there is a ruling. You have to use the number of the day, and then you put days. From 1 to 10, you put yamim, days. When it comes to 11, had asar, yom, not yamim. And they have to know how to spell the days from 1 to 10. If it is be'ehad, lechodesh, so and so. Shnei yamim, b'shnei yamim lechodesh, shnei yamim lechodesh kislev. Shlosha yamim lechodesh kislev. Then shlosha. Yom is zachar, not nekeba. Because ehad, shenayim, shlosha. Now, shnei yamim, because you put together 2 days, you put shnei, not shenayim. Shlosha yamim, if it is nekeba, feminine, what do you say? Ahat. Shetaim Shalosh, different. They have to know what to put, Zachar on a Keva. Yom is Zachar. They say, Shene Yamim Lechodesh, Shelosha Yamim Lechodesh, Arba'a Yamim Lechodesh, Hamisha Yamim Lechodesh, Shisha Yamim Lechodesh, Shiv'a Yamim Lechodesh, Shemona Yamim Lechodesh, Shemona and Shemone, Nekeva is Shemone, Zachar Shemona. Shemona, Tish'a Yamim, Asara Yamim. Up to Asara there is Yamim plural.
Sounds like the Omer.
That's right, exactly. Here, Lechodesh. God forbid, when they write get, they don't write Lechodesh. They write Leyerah. Because in the Torah, when they write about happy things, they write Chodesh. Chodesh comes from the word Hadash. Because of new moon. Ki yikah ish isha hadasha. They use the word chodesh, hadash. But when they give divorce paper, they give la yerah. Because it's written in the Yifat Torah. Ubacheta et abiya ve'et ima yerah yamim. So that's no good. That's the custom, that's what's written in the books. To write in weddings la chodesh, and in marriage lechodesh, and divorce, God forbid, leyerah. Then comes here lechodesh, the name of the chodesh. Here comes the horn, the names of the chodesh, very important to know, to spell them properly. Oh, what I see. What I see, ketubot, Shema Yisrael. It makes you sick. They don't know how to write, and they write all upside down. Sometimes posel, sometimes not. Depends.
What do they have to do it over again? What do they do if somebody finds out 3 years later?
They will have to make another ketubah.
On
human memory? No. No, Mamzerut is a different thing. I'll talk about Mamzerut. But it's not good. It's not a good luck. Then, right here, this month is Kislev. You can make so many mistakes in writing Kislev. Write Kof instead of Kav. Write Yod after then, there is no Yod. Write Bet instead of the Vav. This is, a person can come and say, they say, one Ashkenazi, he was a grocery man. He wanted to sell for the race. He was writing that I have milk kasher la Pesach. He wrote, Chalab, put Kaf Lamed Bet. And he said, kasher, he wrote Kof Shin Resh. And then la Pesach, he wrote Lamed Bet Tav Het. Became Kelev Kashar la Petah. He tied the dog to the door. That halav kasher la pesa. This is depend what you write.
Excuse me, I wasn't in the back. Can you go back to the beginning?
The what?
Can you go back to the beginning?
The date?
Yeah. I
didn't hear it. Yeah. Here, first the day of the week. Okay. I said, you see this letter for beauty, they make it big letter. Be'ahad v'shabbat, v'sheni v'shabbat. Shilishi v'Shabbat, like it's written in the Torah, Echad, Sheni, Yom Sheni, Yom Shilishi, Yom Rabi'i, exactly the same. Hamishi has to be Yod after the Mem and Yod after the Shin. And so, B'Shishi, only Shin, Shin, Yod. There's no Yod after the first Shin. So, okay. Then we come to the dates. I say the dates of the month, then we say Echad, and then we say Sheni Yamim. Here, B'Yom Echad. Be'ehad, you don't say Yamim. Be'yom Ehad Lechodesh. And two, you say Shene Yamim Lechodesh. Shlosha Yamim Lechodesh. Arba'a Yamim Lechodesh. Up to Asara Yamim. After that, after Yamim, you say Ahad Asar Yom. You don't say Yamim. Shenem Asar Yom. Shlosha Asar Yom. Arba'a Asar Yom. Now he said, the Chodesh, the name of the month. You all know that there's 12 months. You have to know Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, Av, Elul, Tishri, Heshvan, Kislev, Tevet, Shevat, Adar. In Adar, there is sometimes two Adar. There's Adar Rishon, there's Adar Sheni. You have to write Hadesh Adar Rishon.
You can't write Adar Aleph. You have to write Adar Rishon.
Adar Rishon. Not to write letters. In Ketubah, they don't write letters. Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni. Then, Shenat Hameshet Alafim, Ushva Meod. This we printed already, and because now we are already in after Shva Meod, Hamishim Ushmane. It will become already Shishim, we'll write Shishim. But still Meod, we have plenty yet. That's why we printed for the century. For the 100. Then here comes the year. Ushva Meot, Vahamishim, Ushmone. Vahamishim, Ushmone, Livriat, Olam. We always make the Ketubah from the time of the years of creation. Leminyan, She'anu Monim. Leminyan, according to what we count, what? Minyan Shan Monin for the Minyan Shan Monim Po, and they say they have to say, where is Po? Here comes many mistakes many times. They don't know how to put the city, how to spell it. This is very, very needs somebody who is capable to understand. Not to make upside down. They can make Brooklyn, write it in many different ways. That will be all kind of mistakes. Now, sometimes every place is a different thing. You have to write Manhattan, Brooklyn, New York, New Jersey. You have to know how to put. There is a difference in spelling between Ashkenazim and Sephardim. We put New Jersey, we put Gimel with the apostrophe on it, that G. Ashkenazim don't like it. They don't know even what it is. They put Dalet Zayin. And then Aleph after that. Oh, the big things. We have differences between, and for the get, for the ketubah, differences how to write, how to spell. We have our principles, the way the spelling of the Sephardim, and they do it according to their spelling. They believe we are wrong. We believe they are wrong. This is. And it is a problem that there is ketubot Ashkenazim, ketubot Sephardim. Then we say, Vnyashanu po, then the name of the place. We go further. Anan Sadeh. Who's saying Anan Sadeh? We are testifying. We're the witnesses. Aidim in Aramaic, it's called Sahadeh. Aidim. We testify. Ech Echatan. Here, sometimes we put Avrech. Sometimes we put a Bahur. Sometimes say he's not Bahur. He's an elderly man already at second marriage. Or I write a Bahur. But to write the Avrech also is no good. I put a different word. Sometimes I put a Hashu. Sounds important. Depend. You use your own common sense what to fill in. Avrech is a good name. Usually a yeshiva boy, Avrech, who learns Torah. Kolel, you put Avrech. Our rabbis told us who was called Avrech, the first one? Yosef. Why they called him Avrech? Av b'chokhmah, rach b'shanim. He's great in wisdom, though he was very young. Then, that's what they write many times later, and the recommendation for someone. They said, Avrech k'midrasho. Avrech according to the midrash. Av b'chokhmah, rach b'shanim. But if they want to say other way, they say, Avrech k'mashma'o. What's k'mashma'o? That is anav. What they called Yosef Avrech, another perusha, she said, that everybody, when Yosef passing by, they go down on the knee. Berech is the knee in Hebrew. Avrech, on the knee, because in Aramaic, always on the foot, Aleph. This is Avrech, Al HaBerech. That means, depend on, therefore they say, Avrech K'midrasho. That's a praise. Now here, Nehmad V'Naim. These are already titles that they give them. Oh, very pleasant, very charming. Nahmad is charming. I don't know if you agree always with this, but always the Gemara there is. They say, Ketzad Merakdin Lepnei HaKalla. When they want to dance before the Kalla, how do they? Bechamayom, there is Bechamay Betile. One said, Kalla Na'ava Hasuda. Someone said, no, Kalla Kamochei, you praise her the way she is. You come and give her more titles than she deserves? No. Therefore, in the Ashkenazim, they have a special song. Ketzad Barakdin, Ketzad Barakdin, Lifnei Had Kalla. Oh, Kalla Na'ava Hasuda. They sing it and defend. This is what they say. Neta Sha'ashu'im, Mir Dahatan. Neta Sha'ashu'im, the offspring of people that really enjoy his conversation with him. Baruch mi banim, he blessed more than all, many others, banim to others. Baruch banim yir'e zera ya'arich yamim, he shall have children and with long life. Ha'adon ha'yakar v'na'ala, master. Very dear, very lofty one. Okay, they put the name. Here comes big problems with the names. What name do you give him? Sometimes the name they tell you, I don't know. Mr. Zachariah. Okay. Put the spelling of Zachariah. This is easy. Bible. You have the word Zachariah in the Bible. Sometimes they give you certain names. Kalman. You don't know what to put. What should I put, Rabbi? Kaf, Kof, all kind of names. You know about Kalman, I told you. That somebody, a Gaon Mivilna, said once to his student, everything in life, every person is hinted to in the Torah. Always you find it. There is nothing is not hinted in the Torah. People, events. Someone couldn't believe it. He said, Rabbi, tell me what is my name. So what's your name? He said, Kalman. Said, Kalman, Kizav, Nulatsnu, Maradnu, Niatsnu. Rashatevot. The man said, Rabbi, you are, maybe you know Torah, but you are Aretz and Gomer. The Kalman is not with Kaf, Kizavnu with Kaf, Kalman with Kof. He told him, you are Amo Aretz and Rashi, you didn't learn Rashi. It's written in Hayasara, but Kof, Kibat Kaf. When she was 100, she was like 20, it's written Kof like Kaf. The rabbi answered him, well, this is, that means they have to know how to spare, what to put, what the names. This is a part, the filling in that the rabbi is going to fill in for every individual by himself. Sometimes you have to know the name when he was born, a different name. Then give him a nickname, especially now we are living in the United States. They don't give the name the way it is when it's born. When born, they give the good Hebrew name, as usual, as it is duty, our duty to do it. And we do, Baruch Hashem, to give a Hebrew name. One of the things that Israel did not, Kadosh Baruch Hu, did not let them be oppressed anymore. He saved them, redeemed them from the Egyptians. Shiloshinu et Shemam. Shiloshinu et Lashonam. As we say, what is Be'ele Shemot Bnei Israel Abba'im Mitzrayma, et Yaakov Shemot, Be'ele Shemot et Ayud, stay the same names. Reuven, they came in, Reuven went out. Shimon came in, Shimon went out. The name is not changed for the Jewish people. Of course, here we are in America, Shimon, Simon! Now the Shimon, yeah, what do you want? Shimon or Simon? That's the problem. To forget Shimon, Simon is wrong. What do you do? Shimon, Demitkere Simon. His name was Shimon, that is being called Simon, Demitkere. There's an argument here again, Ashkenazim and Sephardim. What do we put? Demitkere, Hamechune, that the nickname. There is many, many differences. Sometimes you put this way, sometimes you have to know when to put that this way or that way. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam
Shehakol Nehiyah V'Lo Yehudah. Amen. Rabbi, Ketubah has to be written on parchment?
No. No.
Paper?
Paper. This is paper. This is not parchment.
Okay. Bring it out.
But it's a good paper.
All right. Now, paper doesn't last very long.
Sometimes it lasts more than the people.
Are you allowed to write that for like now, for those?
Yeah, but not to fill it in. Uh-huh. And how will you fill the? You can't fill the date. You can't fill the pen. Here we already prepared it. The text has been was many, many long ago. They used to write the whole thing. Every wedding, they write the whole thing. You don't have to. You can prepare it. Something that you have to fill in, because according to what? The names, the dates, the different thing. That's why this is, you see, empty that you fill in. How can you fill in everything before? You can.
How do they write? Someone writes each one individually, or are they photostat copy, or and then you fill in? How do they do it?
I write sometimes here now, they come to me, they say, we lost a ketubah. It's a big problem. That's called Ketubah de Urkesa, lost Ketubah. It's a special text, how to write it, what to write, what to add. I do it in my own handwriting, from beginning to the end.
Do you keep a log of who you married?
Yes, I have a record of all of them. Sometimes I don't have somebody who wasn't married. When I did for Jack Masaton, his Ketubah already was. You can't recognize what it is there. I did for already a number of people. For Shoshani, different people, they came to me. I did it. This is very hard work. It's a long time. You have to sit down and work and find out the information. You have to investigate, you know, exactly.
You mean the paper wore out or the ink wore out?
No, the letters already.
You mean broke,
maybe
broke.
The hang it up and it fades? You're talking maybe?
Huh?
The hang it in the room and maybe it fades over time? Is that what you're saying?
It's okay. You can laminate the whole thing. Do it in such a way, one thing.
Never.
Yeah. But they don't like it to be showed to others. Among the Syrian people, every ketubah that after being signed and everything, they fold it and they say to each other, we hope that this will never be opened. Which means, when do you open it? There's problems. And they want to collect. They say, we hope it will never be opened. That means it will be a lasting marriage, that it will live long, that nobody worries about the ketubah, but they have to have it. This is a Jewish law. They must have the ketubah. They come, the ketubah lost. Unfortunately, sometimes I give it to them, they don't want to take it. So the rabbi will lose it here. They never come to take it. I have ketubot in my house because they didn't take them. I tell them, come to my house. No. Now one, or a couple of them. I have one that already got married maybe 18 years ago. Call me up, Rabbi, I don't have my ketubah. Say, okay. I said, come, I'll make you ketubah if you don't find the record. Then I was looking at the record, I found it. Found his record. I told him, come next week, that I'll be more, a little bit, give me a... He's an old father, I don't know. He went, he learned, he became religious. I can't be without him. I said, don't worry, I have the record. So as long as I have it, it's okay. But there is a certain law what to do in case he lost, he doesn't want to live without ketubah. He has to deposit certain money somewhere and that to be able to live without. This is... Jewish law.
How could you give it to him without giving it to her?
Huh? I'll give it to him. I'll give it to him to give it to her.
Yeah?
Of course.
Not to the lady. To the lady.
No, of course it will go to her.
Why do I give it to the mother-in-law? The mother-in-law should go to her.
Because if it will give it to her, they give it to her and she give it to her mother. If you give it to her and she comes home, one day it will disappear. It will make sure it will disappear. If he doesn't want to pay.
He leaves it in the house.
To protect her, they give it to him. You are a lawyer asking such a question? It's understood.
I would represent the wife, that's why. She gets the money.
Okay, now, as I said, they put the word with each other. They put the name, Yakar Na'alan, correct? And. Yeah. Here is. We said the name, Shimon, the Mitkere, Simon. You have to know how to write Simon. Everybody will spell it differently. You have to know, according to Sephardic pronunciation, Sephardic spelling, you put Samech, Yod, Mem, Vav, Nun, Simon. Now, this is the, as far as comes to the names. Same thing then. After his name, here we have a full line almost. They didn't know how to put, when they came to me to make this ketubah, I told them to leave one line for the names, because sometimes the name is bigger. So, because we say Yaakov, that's called Jacob, the son of Mr. Abraham, that's called Albert, then the family name, and you put Hayu Hashem Shmerev V'Hayehu, or Shmerev V'Hayem, text line, not more than one line. Don't put, instead of making sure to adjust it, the letters here, put one line empty from beginning to end. No, they took from here and here. They say, hey, Rabbi, you have a line. Okay, they made it already. I didn't argue with them. Then, what's after his name? We said, Nero Yair. I mean, this is a blessing. Like I say, Hashem Shmerehu, Nero Yair. his neshama will be illuminating the place. Then, Amar la lehakala akilula. He said to this kala, who is well praised with many things. Kilula means has many good qualities. I hope every Jew has many good qualities. Then I say, Kefela harimon lo katech. Azrekanim shebach meneim mitzvot karimon. Even the most simple Jew, he has a lot of good things. Just like the pomegranates, he has a lot of, see, that's the rekanim shebach. Imagine what, the good ones. You take Eddie, has only rimon, has many rimonim. Helen, has many rimonim, many good things. Now this is kilula. Now it's left empty here. Why? Sometimes she's a maiden girl, newly married, first marriage. Then you say betulta, shapirta. Betula, nice looking girl. Betulta, shapirta. She's not betula. Sometimes a person getting married to a widow. A widow, you said armelta. Armelta in Aramit. Almana, they say armelta. And the custom is to write as it's written in the Gemara, Armelta. If she is a divorcee, Mitarechata. You have to know the spelling. Gerusha means, in Hebrew Gerusha, in Aramid, Mitarechata. Mitarechata, when you chase someone out, that's Mitarechata. Gerusha, Mitarechata. Then you have to know what to fill in it. If they don't know, the whole thing is wrong. Armelta almana. Armela is not, there is no, almana is not, must be tab. That's the word. Then, Ya'alat hen, Khalilat Yafi. Oh, what a nice looking girl. Ya'alat hen. You know what Ya'el? Ya'el is some kind of very pretty animal. They call Ya'el, like say Tzvi. Then they call many, many people Tzvi, deer, because the deer is considered beautiful animal.
Well, that's really ugly.
Huh?
We
don't come.
We don't come.
Is there any lady ugly? I'm surprised.
I know many.
Really?
Beautiful. The eyes of the deer when he gets great. He's going to get it. I don't want to be here.
I know. I didn't mean that one. I didn't know your
We just said, Kalana Abba Hasuda, say, Ya'alat Hain, Ukhlilat Yopi. For every woman, to her husband, she's the best. Ya'alat Hain, Ukhlilat Yopi. Ukhlilat means she is beautiful in many, many ways. Then they put the names of the girl. Okay. Simha, that's called Joyce. Simha Dimit Karya. Joyce, that but different names again. He has his first name, then he has a second. Then sometimes there is a man gets sick. They make shinui Hashem, or like put now when they make shinui Hashem, they bet they put his first name that is called the put the mitkare, so and so, Yaakov Hayim. They not put only Yaakov. This is when there is Shinoi Hashem also. That means you have to know technicality, what to put in that. By learning so much in the books already, they guided us what to put.
Rabbi.
Sometimes we have to use our own common sense to do it.
Rabbi.
Yeah.
If after they get married, they got the kids and everything, later on they want to change their name, will you go to the ketubah now? And
still the ketubah is good. But the time of marriage was this way.
But you would have to put nothing on to the ketubah again, right?
No, they don't have to make ketubah again. Then after the name, there is tihyeh. Like we say, Hashem shmereh v'hayeh, tihyeh. Heveh li le'intu. It tells her, you shall become to be my wife. Into, that's Isha. Le into, will become my wife. Kedat Moshe v'Yisrael. According to the law, Moshe v'Yisrael. V'ana. Here comes the obligation that he takes. V'ana. B'membra, maybe. Yeah? B'membra. U'siyata d'shmaya. By the order and by the help of God who is in heaven. D'shmaya. Eflah. What's Eflah? You know, today, Fallah, they say, Arabians, they walk on the land, they call them Fallah. In Arabic, Biflahu. Eflah, I will work. Be okir, and I will respect. Be ezon, and I will give you mezonot, feed you. Be afarnes, clothing, all the need that you need. Be achalkel, I will provide everything, all you need. Be asover, I'll take the load upon me. Be achase yatichi, I shall cover you, that means clothe you. Keilchat Govrin Yehudain, like all Jewish men. Defalhin, that they work. Umokrin, that I fulfill my duty as a Jew. They respect. Vezanin, they feed. Umfarnesin, that they give also besides food. They're more bereva, not stingy. Hey, that's enough for you. You live on this.
Papa, what if it's a couple where young man is learning
the what?
A young man, a couple getting married, a young man's going to learn for a few years, and the wife is going to work. Can he sign this?
He surely signed.
But he's not providing for her.
But he has to. If she doesn't want, yeah, that's his duty to provide.
So he's thinking he has the obligation.
The only thing the Gemara said, if he is providing, he deserves also to have certain rights. If she is working, but the income goes to the husband.
Rabbi,
so he has the right to hold money. But what if he said money loses it for
her? Why do we have
a right? Tekenu mezonotea keneged ma'aseh yadea. That's what the Gemara said. I'm not joking. But I didn't go into details all the laws that is involved with it. He has different obligations that are not mentioned here. He has to, in case she's sick, he has to take care of her. All health, medication, medicine, doctors, he has to pay. That is also, in case, God forbid, she went into troubles. She was captured by enemies. He has to redeem her. He has to pay for it. He has the ability, he has to pay. Don't say, no, I don't want, I'll pay her. Now there is a ransom they want from me so much. He can bargain with them, but he has to pay to redeem his wife.
Don't leave this to my wife.
You don't appreciate what the wonderful wife you have.
For you, I'm not going to any husband, is a violation of any one of them, what you say, what you tell him. For example, he doesn't want to give money to the wife.
I can't just give you a penalty. You're not always the same. But Dean is going to decide. But then they see what's right and what's wrong. There is nothing that isn't. It has to be a Bedin. Only Bedin is going to decide these things. Nobody is going to. If you were able already to become a member of Bedin, you will tell us. But I don't know if you are capable now to be a Dayan. You don't think so?
I have too much blood on my hand.
Okay. Yeah.
What happened with him? Mine is yours, and yours is yours. It's like what's his is his, and what's hers is his.
I want to ask you, did you know what business is? You know what partner is?
Yeah.
And there is agreement?
Yeah.
If you're a gentleman, there's gentleman agreement. We're not talking here. I take yours, and you take mine.
We're sharing life together, and we are going to fulfill our duties towards each other. This is what. That's not a question, mine is mine and yours is yours. But that's it all.
Rabbi, there's a woman, woman asked that I want certain things for husband, or husband's things. I didn't understand it.
If she is going to make conditions before marriage, she could. No. Don't tell you. Today they make something which is very wrong. Yes.
Rabbi, today they have, let's say, not Syrian only, but I'm saying anybody. If they get married and the guy has $100 million,
and he makes a woman, prenuptial agreement.
Prenuptial agreement. That's according to Jewish law. Okay?
No, it's not always the same. The agreement that you made is, it's very, very, very broad subject. Today what they want, unfortunately, some people that they want to twist the law and make sure to force the husband that you will give a get. How? By tying him with this agreement before. You have to sign this, what we tell you. Before the marriage, I had a case only last week. I don't want to mention names.